I'm curious about some of the challenges in accruing patients to these adjuvant trastuzumab studies. One obvious question that often comes up from the patient is, well, why can't I just get trastuzumab off study? Do you think that there are situations, you know, multiple node positive patients, younger patients, for example, where it's justifiable to use trastuzumab?
It's always a very difficult question, and I guess to me, the only way I can do clinical research is I just try very hard to not do things because they sound good. Because I have a problem with saying, well, she's young or she's got a few more nodes, because then I feel like I'm interjecting my values, and that's what I have a problem with. I have to personally stay back and say, you know, does the data support doing this as a standard?
You know, it's interesting because we do a lot of patterns of care surveys of physicians, and when you present a case of a woman with, you know, 5 or 10 positive nodes, a younger woman for whatever, and just to try to sort of push people's buttons a little bit, actually the fraction of physicians who say that they would utilize trastuzumab off study in our study seem to be dropping. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they're getting such strong input from the research leader community on that. Right now, we measure it about 5%.
So is that
very,
all?
Yeah, very uncommonly, at least in our last survey. And yet, you know, I put myself in the position of somebody with 10 positive nodes, and the downside, who knows, but let's say it's the cardiac mm-hmm. dysfunction you just described, and I'm looking at, even with chemotherapy, for example, a you know, very substantial risk of recurrence, you know, maybe I want to take that risk of whatever, 4 or 5% or maybe less, hopefully. So it's interesting how tightly the oncologic community seems to be holding to the, you know, sort of we need the data first type approach.
Well, I think there are enough examples of where we've gotten into trouble taking the leap. I think that has reinforced it. I mean, if you really do buy into the, you know, first do no harm rule, it does make it easier. I mean, if you know that you could actively harm this person and they might not benefit from the therapy, that's a tougher way to think, but that really is the realities until you do truly know the risk benefits you're guessing.